This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Despite predictions that brick-and-mortar bank branches would be rapidly declining in this online era, the number of bank locations in Arkansas actually increased over the last budget year. As of June 30th, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation website listed 1,385 bank offices in the state, which is 40 more than at the same time a year earlier. Arkansas business editor Gwen Moritz writes about that in this week's issue, which comes out today. She joins me now. Hi, Gwen.
Hey, Michael.
You compare banks to ink on paper publications like newspapers, which are taking much longer to die out than had been forecast, say, a couple of decades ago. We can do so much so easily with our phones. What is it that's keeping local bank branches going?
Well, there are a couple of different things happening. One is that small banks, small community banks spread out in our state, and this is a trend elsewhere in the country as well, are having to decide whether they're going to sell themselves to a bigger bank or they're going to try to continue going it alone and actually grow by moving into different markets. And so when those small banks decide we're not going to sell, we're going to grow, they tend to go and set up new branches in areas where they haven't had any before. So it's not a new bank, it's just a new branch in markets that may already be served by a number of other banks. So that adds to the number. And another thing that's happening is that bankers are realizing that even millennials, and there's studies to this effect, even the most digitally savvy, the biggest users of online and mobile technology, still want to know that there is a branch near them. And the branches sometimes serve, as the bankers say, as really expensive billboards that tell potential customers, even young ones, that we're here, we're in your neighborhood, and we're strong enough and successful enough and safe enough to have this building here.
So almost a psychological reassurance for customers.
Yes, because especially young customers very, very rarely go into a bank building, but they want to be able to. They want to know that it's convenient to where they live.
And we hear a lot of reports about bank mergers. So this is part of either you grow or sell out?
Exactly.
Is this part of a national trend?
Yeah, all of this is. The number of new branches nationally is also increasing. But in Arkansas, particularly, I looked at the number of branches as of June 30th and compared that with the past 10 years in which the number of branches had been declining. And so this was a kind of a big change. Now, some of these new branches are really not full-service branches. For instance, I think 17 of them are Bank of England mortgage offices, and they really just have one or two mortgage originators that are working out of these offices. So not all of them are full-service branches, but I believe 16 of them were. And those tended to be banks like Stone Bank out of Mountain View that opened branches in Little Rock and Harrison this year, a long way from home.
And finally, what do these studies suggest about the future? Will we continue to see local bank branches?
Yeah, I think so. For one thing, online banking is not as seamless and smooth as even the bankers would like. So I think there'll be someone that you can go and talk to for a long time.
Well, finally, how is the banking as an industry, how is it doing?
The banking, you know, banks are, it's a good time to be a banker. But there really is a lot of pressure on the smaller banks to either find a buyer or find new markets.
That's Gwen Moritz with Arkansas Business. You can read her story in this week's issue, which is out today. Thanks, Gwen.
Thanks, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1.